Well, David, we have a real
full
treat
house
here. A real full house, yes. We wow. have, by name, Matt Jagow on banjo, Tim Litcher on guitar, Adam Seeland on mandolin, and Dan Turner on bass. That's from my right to left. Okay.
We would like to make an amendment. We actually hired a new bass player named Greg Manning.
We have the wrong information. I should have cleared again. You that with you. Say it again, Greg Manning.
Perfect.
Okay, Greg. Sorry about that.
It's all right.
And David, I think you should put your seatbelts on here. I'm looking at their website, it says they're continuing their barnstorm of the Midwest in the hopes of one day playing a song so fast that it actually disrupts the space-time continuum.
Well, if there's a space-time continuum to be disrupted, it's definitely on this show.
Yeah.
And I, too, checked out a little bit of your online media, your marketing, and I love your symbol, your skull and crossbones.
Yeah, us too.
Pine cones. But anyway, it's the Evergreen
Grass Band.
And you guys are in town for two big shows. I know you're coming to the tavern, the Gunflint Tavern, tonight and tomorrow. You hail from?
Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Scony, huh? How long you been together as a group?
There are several ways of answering that question. Basically, since 2007, the band's existed, and the lineup's been kind of in flux. The guitar player, Tim, and myself, the banjo player, are the two original members, and we've been kind of changing things up, and life happens. And the current lineup has been, actually, Greg, you joined the band in July. And it's been going good since then.
Settled in. And this isn't your first Roadhouse, I take it. You guys were here this summer?
No, we were here maybe a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years, something like that.
Nice, nice. And played at the tavern?
We've played there a number of times. We like playing there a lot.
And that's where you're going tonight and tomorrow night.
Yep, correct.
Greg has a very interesting bass instrument over there. It's full of holes. Want to describe that,
style.
Greg? What is that?
Well, it's a bass that we picked up from a guy that we knew, kind of found it in his basement. And, you know, the story on it is a farmer actually made instruments as a hobby. And so, you know, it had passed hands a couple times, and we thought, hey, this is perfect for what we do. In our
and
sound.
It's electronic, right?
Yep, it has a pickup. So it plugs pretty much directly into our board, and then, you know, really has treated us very well as far as an instrument goes. It looks really strange, though. It looks kind of like you took maybe like a wood sculpture of some sort, and you know,
it's got a very artistic effect.
Kind of reminds me of a mannequin. But this isn't fair, folks are listening.
No,
you
I know.
Can't be talking
it's
visual.
Hard to describe.
It's so difficult.
Hard
to
describe,
but
folks. But it's
but it sounds mighty good.
Come down to the tavern.
Check it out. Yeah.
Let's hear some of that mighty good bass.
Yeah. What do you guys want to do?
Well, the first one we're going to do is a tune called "Bright Side," which we wrote Tim wrote a number of years ago, and we haven't put it out on an album yet. And not to disappoint anybody, but it is not a fast song. It's a good song that is not fast.
Start slow, ease us in.
Exactly.
Forget everything, just a dream. Listen to the wind, listen to the rain. Listen to the sound of everything. Look into the flowing water and sing. Ooh. 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 Understanding. Lost inside this world of blue and green. Feeling. I know sometimes it's hard to see the bright side when you're counting all the tears that you've cried. It's hard to breathe through all the smoke and the lies. Hold your head up high, cause you're alive. Getting everything, relax, just breathe. Just look around and see never-ending beauty. Shining. I know sometimes it's hard to see the bright side. When you're counting all the tears that you've cried, it's hard to breathe through all the smoke and the lies. Hold your head up high, cause you're alive. It's not you, it's not me, it's the spaces in between, the lines connecting everything, entwining. It's hard to see the bright side when you're counting all the tears that you cried. It's hard to breathe through all the smoke and the lies. Hold your head up high, cause you're alive.
Great going, guys.
Wow, thank you very
I like
much.
Your harmonies.
Thank very you. Smooth.
It wasn't going to break the space-time continuum, but it was pretty fast. I thought it was.
Well, you got to start
if
slow.
That wasn't fast, then what are we in for?
Yeah, right. Now, have you guys, always...
write... Tim, when you write a song like that, are you writing parts for each musician here, or do they kind of improvise that?
I think the way that this song worked is, well, usually I come to the band with sort of a framework, the lyrics and a chord structure of sorts. I think Matt wrote the little bridge instrumental part in the middle there. So a lot of times the band kind of comes up with additional parts and melodies and whatnot.
Makes sense.
So there's an overall idea, but it's not set in stone until... considerably farther into the evolution of
and song. When you play it each night, is it the same or different?
That song is the same.
Yeah,
is
some it? Of them are a little bit looser, some of them are more. That one's definitely kind of solidified, if you will.
Uh-huh. And I don't mean to monopolize here. David, you go ahead. I know you wanted to say something.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you guys have always been into bluegrass as, you know, as musicians, how did you evolve? Take your turn.
I think that is actually, we get that question quite a bit, and I think it's actually really important to what we are. Because of the instrumentation that we have, we get kind of grouped into bluegrass all the time, and some people like it, some people don't. But I, despite the fact of our lineup, I don't really know what to tell you that we play. As far as a style of music, there's elements of everything, and that comes with our backgrounds. We all grew up listening to different things. I think all of us went through some sort of punk rock phase in a lot of, I mean, I went to school for music. I had played a lot of classical and jazz trumpet. I played jam band guitar. I listened to pretty much everything across the gamut. And I think that pretty much, I mean, everybody can say what they want, but I think that pretty much speaks for all of us. We listen to everything. We like everything. And it kind of comes through in the music that we play. And I guess for lack of a better thing to say, we play string band music, whatever comes out.
And Matt, you are the banjo player.
Yep.
And how long have you been picking at the banjo?
I've had one since 1999, and I've played guitar heavily at the time, and I kind of just plucked around on it and figured out some general things, but I never really did a whole lot with it until about 2007. Tim, our guitar player, was in a different band, and they were kind of like a crazy jam band circus with electric guitar and acoustic guitar and mandolin and drums and electric bass and all this crazy stuff. And a particular show came up and they weren't going to have a drummer. He was doing something else, and we decided that they were going to do a string band thing. So we said, hey, you're going to play banjo. And I was like, oh, all right. Well, let's try this out. And it was just kind of a trial by fire thing. And I think that certain situation makes you learn things very quickly at times. And it just happened, I guess. So I guess, long story short, I've had one for a long time, but I didn't really start seriously focusing on it until about 2007.
Doesn't that make you mostly responsible for the bluegrass label?
No. I'd say Adam, the mandolin player, too. But yeah, usually, you know, when you think bluegrass, you think banjo, fiddle, mandolin, something along the lines of that, but yeah.
How do you guys feel about the term newgrass?
We've gotten that too, and I think that newgrass is actually like a fairly established style in itself these days, and we do have some elements of that, but it's more akin to like acoustic rock and roll, I guess, for the, you know, lack of a better thing to say. Huh. But we do take elements from almost everything.
Is there a thing in your title, Evergreen Grass? Is that a, like, onto its own kind of?
I think string. That it kind of denotes, I mean, that was kind of Tim's brainchild at the time. So he could probably say more about it, but I feel like that just kind of denotes that we're not strictly a bluegrass band. It's just kind of
Evergreen Grass, yeah.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Well, let's hear a little bit more of it.
This is a newer tune called Dust.
Sun pulls brilliant through the leaves, illuminating all we see. The sun-baked shadows start and weave, the darkness dances with the trees. Moonbeams make the river shine, wandering it loops and winds. The ghostly oak and silver pine, you never know what you may find. A day is long till it's gone and it's up in smoke. Something seems like some kind of cruel joke. It's hard to know exactly who to be. The days make to us to all see. The days make to us to you and me. And there we go talking about eternity. things we keep, the things we lead. The moments thread through lives we weave. Feel, hear, smell, taste, and see. It's up to you what to believe. Where do we go from here, you ask? What's the purpose, what's the task? It seems like time goes awful fast. And just like that, the moment's past. The day's long until it's gone and then it's up in smoke. Something seems like some kind of cruel joke. It's hard to know exactly who to be. The days make to us the ball of sea. The days make to us to you and me. And there we go talking about eternity. But I will count on you if you count on me. It's hard to know exactly who to be. The days make to us the ball of sea. It's made to us, to you and me. It's hard to know exactly who to be. But they speak to us the policy. Who to be, but this makes to us to always see. But this makes to us to you.
All right, the Evergreen Grass Band, and that's some pretty spiffy mandolin playing there, Adam.
Thanks.
How long you been playing the mandolin?
I got one when I was like 21, so like 8 years. But I didn't take it seriously until about 3 years ago.
You and the banjo, Matt on the banjo, have a little competition as who can pluck those strings the fastest.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a little different, but yeah.
Yeah, it is a little different.
Here's something now. That's a tiny, tiny little instrument, tiny little strings. Does it take a little more talent to play?
To play it right.
No.
No, it doesn't. I mean, we're all guitar players. They got thrown into these other instruments because, let's be serious, everybody plays guitar. Yeah.
It's just what size of guitar.
Yeah, I guess. Well,
what else are you going to play,
Tim? It's a great variety. Oh, is that a little dig?
Tim is not carrying his weight here.
He's always played the guitar. Huh?
Yeah, Tim learned how to play the mandolin years ago, and then he just didn't like it.
Oh.
And I played the guitar, and I didn't like that.
Well, good. That worked out well.
I like them all.
There you go. Perfect.
That bass was really sweet on that one, too.
Oh, thank you.
Should we play another one?
We got time. Let's have another one for you.
I didn't know you capoed this song, Tim.
Yes. Arbitrarily.
Streetlights stand like sentinels above every man, chasing away the darkness, doing what they can. When painting patterns on the windows, winter weighs upon us. I can walk along an icy river and find a little solace, but February drinks. April brings the birds singing sweet like loving words. The sun shines down on everyone. Slightly longer days than the angle of the rays. The sun shines down and winter's done. Yeah, you know there's a melancholy feeling to this place. And the time that I spent here makes me want to stay. You know I'd like to think that we'll grow old and gray, but I'd settle for just one more day. Yeah, I'd settle for just one more day. The day my cold blood stirs as life slowly returns. I see daggers wind out till there's none. The sweetest of them all when May decides to call. The sun shines down and winter's done. Sometimes I look around and I can't believe my eyes. When I think of all the faces that keep on floating by. You know I'd like to think that we'll both grow old and gray, but I'd settle for just one more day. Yeah, I'd settle for just one more day. You know I'd like to think that we'll both grow old and gray, but I'd settle for just one more day. Yeah, I'd settle for just one more day. Sometimes I look around and I can't believe my eyes. When I think of all the faces that keep on floating by. You know I'd like to think that we'll both grow old and gray, but I'd settle for just one more day. Yeah, I'd settle for just one more day. I'd settle for just one more day. I'd settle for just one more day.
Hey, great. Very nice, guys.
That's starting to pick up the pace.
It is, yeah.
The space-time continuum is flexing here. It's good music. It's good music. If you enjoy the music you hear on the Roadhouse, check out the Scenic Route, our show that highlights local and regional music. Tune in Fridays from 4 to 5 p.m. to get the best from the Arrowhead and beyond. Only on WTIP, North Shore Community Radio.
All right. And I consider you guys from Eau Claire. Is that where you're from?
Regional.
You said? Perfect. Yeah, that's regional.
We'll get you on the scene.
Within our
route.
Region.
You're at the tavern tonight, tomorrow night, Friday night, Saturday night, headlining.
It says here your first album, For Sheriff, was released in June 2010, and you're currently working on another album, or is that already done?
We've been working on another album since 2010, actually.
Okay.
And there's been a bunch of pitfalls. Random things have happened that we've actually recorded it two different times already, and it didn't really come to fruition.
More like three.
Yeah, kind of.
I'd say two and a half.
So we actually have about 25 or 30 original songs that are just waiting to be recorded right now, and we are working on getting those ready to put out.
Was your first album? Was that all? I'm sorry.
If anybody wants to donate a couple grand, just to get a hold of us.
Yeah, I'm sure
that would expedite the process.
It's difficult to get that stuff done. Well, was the first one all your songs as
yep.
well?
Yeah, we'd like to. We do play a number of covers, but as far as putting out albums go, we like to put out original music.
Mm-hmm.
So
good.
So I think we got time for just one more.
Yeah,
sounds good.
Yep.
We're just gonna stand around and try.
You're gonna pick one from the far past, or you?
passing. No, let's do eight.
Okay. This one is off of our first album. It's called Song Number 8.
Nice, guys. Evergreen Grass Band.
That was it. That was the stuff.
And I'm looking at your schedule. You played last night. You did a taping last night.
Yeah, we played a fabulous program for public access called the Sue Orfield Show. Mm-hmm. It was a live taping in front of a studio audience. There was probably about, 100 people or so in this room. And we had a guest saxophone player for a few songs, which we were really curious to know if bluegrass in quotations and saxophone would go well together, and it worked out really well. We had a blast last night.
Great. And you got a heavy schedule coming in December, looks like, Wisconsin and Illinois, including McHenry, Illinois. Where's McHenry, Illinois?
It's about a half an hour over the Wisconsin border, north of Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
There's a couple of great towns over there, and the club that we play at there treats us really well, and we're received really well. We love playing down there, so we're really excited to do a two-night stand down there as well.
And you enjoy playing at the Gunflint Tavern as well, where you will be tonight and tomorrow.
Perfect.
So,
great year.
Folks want to come down and see the Evergreen Grass Band. All four of them will be there, including Greg.
Yes.
And thanks for coming in and rocking the Roadhouse, you guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us. It's always fantastic. A fantastic time.